Ashrei, we say it three times a day, twice in Shacharis, one in Mincha. Primarily, it is Tehillim, Kuf Mem Hei, 145. But the interesting thing is actually made up of four different parakim of Tehillim. So the first pasuk of Ashrei Yoshev Yisachar is actually from Perek Pei Dalid. If you look over there, it's discussing birds flying around. And Ashrei Yoshev Yisachar, we're fortunate, the Malbim explains, that we don't live in a nest, we don't fly around, we have a home. But even more so, we want to be Beis Secha, we want to be Beis Hashem. So we're starting off Ashrei by saying how we want, and fortunate we are, to be in the Beis Hashem. The second pasuk is actually the last pasuk of Kuf Mem Dalet 144, which is Ashrei Ha'am Shekach Halai. And what I'm referring to is that we're lucky, we're fortunate. What makes us really, really fulfilled is the fact that Hashem is Elokav, right? But we are fortunate that Hashem is our God. So those are like the two introductory psukim to what we call Ashrei. So one is that we want to be in the Beis Hashem. And second is that we are fortunate and lucky to have it that Hashem is our God. Comes now Tehillim Kuf Mem Hei 145 with the rest of Ashrei. And starts to heal all the David. Adomim Chalokai Amelah Havach Hashem Chalilom Vahed. Here, Arumimcha is a lashon of exalting. He's high up. Hashem is so high. We can't touch it. We can't feel it. What we have in this world is what's called the Shem Hashem. And that's what we're saying, Bavach Hashimcha Le'olam Ve'ed. You are up high. You are so above, lifted up, but we want to have some connection to you. And your shame is what is popular, what's famous in this world. And that's what brings down the Shefa, the Toiv, to us. And that's where we will be praising now. Then Beis b'chol yomar rechach aval l'shemcha l'olam ba'ed. Again, the word shimcha, like your name, because that's something we can tap into. And that's b'chol yoyim. That the Malbim explains that Hashem creates the world, ma'aseh b'reishis, anew every day. Ma'aseh b'reishis b'chol yoyim we have. That Hashem brings down new bracha to this world, new creation to this world. And we, in turn, give bracha to Hashem every day. And that's we want to... We praise you every day. You, same way you bring us creations every day, we give back to you praise and bracha every day. Gimel, Gadol, Hashem, Umuhulo, Me'oid, V'lidulaso, En Cheker. So here we have the Gedula of Hashem. Hashem is so high, so great, all encompassing, and we're praising that. But realize the more we get to know the greatness of Hashem, the more we don't understand. And that's what it means, En Cheker. You're great, you're awesome. And the more we know, the more we don't really know. We realize that we don't know. In cheker means we're not hopping, we're not appreciating, we're not recognizing your full greatness. Dalid. So here we have a concept that the Malbim explains the difference between shvach and tehillah. Tehillah is praise, and shvach is also a level of praise, but it's a higher level. A shvach, it keeps getting greater and greater. So even though we're not makir Hashem, through your ways, through your ways, we're praising, and it keeps getting better and better. The more we appreciate, the more we see, the more we're praising. And I here believe over here, gevur secha, your strengths, are referring to the teva, a reference to the teva, the natural strengths, as opposed to hey, pasuk hey, hadaka v'hadacha v'divrei nefesecha asicha, niflo secha. What's the comparison? Niflo secha and gevura secha. Gevura secha are the natural greatnesses through teva, and niflo secha is Hashem's greatness through nisim, through the things that are not natural, not derech teva. And here you use lashon of asicha. Asicha means like speech, sicha, to talk. The same way you talk to your friend, you become so used to common to it. So also our praises of Hashem should be like, you know, normal to us. And hadar kavod hodecha. Hadar is like the external beauty, and Hod is the more the internal beauty. We don't really cap or appreciate or could realize the internal beauty, but at least the external. So that we are praising the wonderness, the unnatural, supernatural greatness of Hashem, and seeing it through the lens of the external beauties. Okay, that's hey. Vav. Vezuzna resecha yomeru, udulascha asaprena. So here's referring to like other people, yomeru, what they say. The other people are in awe and really enamored by Hashem and scared of Hashem's strength through punishments. That's what they're seeing. However, us, We don't do that. Gedula sechas aprena. We are discussing, talking about your gedula, your greatness. So while they see the punishment and the awesome punishments, we are seeing the gedula, not necessarily the fright. Zion, zecherav tucha yabiu, vitzikascha yiraninu, which means that really there's so much that Hashem is doing. It may look bad, but it's really rav tuvcha. What you're doing is really great. Your awesomeness, what your punishments that they are noticing, we are recognizing that they're really good and they're not bad. So that's zecherav tuvcha yaviu vitzikascha yiraninu. We're praising, we're rejoicing over the righteousness of all your deeds that may look hard or bad, but we recognize they're really toiv. Ches, chanon v'rachum, Hashem erach apayim ugdol chesed. That the deeds of Hashem are really chanon v'rachum, are really rachamim. They're really good, they're kind, and that even the punishments, right? Where in Pasuk Vav, the punishments are scaring the other people, we're seeing in Pasuk Zion that they're good. And in Ches, we're recognizing how sometimes the punishments are really chanon v'rachum. And even with that, he's erach apayim. He doesn't do it so quick. So when he punishes the Rishayim, it's always with chesed, but with erach apayim delayed. It's not like running hastily punishing. So that's why this is a whole one big group together. Vav zayin ches, the punishments they see as awesome, we see as good, and we recognize the chesed in that as well. That's vav zayin ches. Comes along tes. Toiv Hashem lakol, v'racham avakol masav. That we have over here that a human being is good to his friends and sometimes mean and bad to his enemies. But Hashem is tov lakol. That's toiv Hashem lakol, to everybody. It's always toiv. It's always good for them, exactly what they need. Even to the Rishayim. Hashem doesn't want their destruction. He wants the Rishayim to do tshuva. So whatever he's doing to them is always with rachamav al kol ma'asav. That's what you have over here, kol kol. Toiv Hashem lakol, rachamav al kol ma'asav. Even though in Vav Zayin Ches, we're seeing punishments, we're understanding Hashem is good and kind to everybody, even the Rishayim. Pasuk Yud. Yoduch Hashem kol ma'asacha v'chasidecha yivarchucha. That Hashem does toiv as mashkiach, the Malbim explains. He looks out over everyone, and there's nothing that is inherently bad. And the Chassidim do lifnum and they go above beyond, and Hashem gives back to them shefa bracha. That's the Chassidecha yivarchucha. So Yeduch Hashem kol ma'asecha. Everyone is recognizing the greatness of Hashem. To the Chassidim who go above and beyond, there will be this extra shefa bracha going to them. Now Chaf and Lama go together. Kvayin malchuscha yomeru, ugvuruscha yidaberu. And you're going to see a similar thing in Lamed. So we have in both Chaf and Lamed, the letters, Chaf and Lamed, Gevura and Kvayd Hadar Machusay, Kvayd Machuscha. So what are these things? So the Malbim explains the continuation. The Chassidim, they're constantly saying Kvayd Malchus. They see the Hanhaga of Hashem in the Teva and also in the Gevura, in the things that are the Nisim. Here, the Gevura referring to the Nisim. Earlier, we had Gevura as being the Teva. Here, Kevod Malchuscha, the way he's running the world, the Malbim explains, is referring to the regular Hanhaga with Teva. Now, in Lamed, regular people are not able to discuss the Gevura's Hashem. We can't appreciate. But what we can do is tell other people. So that's what he's saying over here in Lamed. Lo diya levnei adam gevuraisav, chod adam malchusay. We should at least, even if we can't fully appreciate it, understand it, we tell it to other people. That's the word lehudia. Maybe not understanding it, but letting other people know that there is some greatness that we're just not appreciating. Now, that is Laman. Now, Mem. Malchuscha malchus kol olamim u'memshalacha b'chol dor v'dor. We have over here malchus versus memshala. The Malbim explains malchus is when he's appointed, and Memshal is more against the will. Now Hashem is the Malchus Kol Elamim, which means all the spheres coming from earth all the way up. It would mean he would be like the appointed king, but of all the spheres, Kol Elamim, and then Memshal Techa, which means by force, of all the dayres, but he explained over here, it's lefi the door, based on the door. Memshadacha v'chol dar v'dar, how you act and treat us and do the miracles for us may change based on each generation, how they're acting. That is mem. Now, there's no letter nun here. Rashi explains, the Gemara explains that nun, there are a few psukim in the Torah that reference a downfall of the Bnei Yisrael that won't allow them to get back up. And therefore, David Melech left nun out of this. Now, it is interesting, a lot of other aleph bases, the nuns are there. But in this one, which is full of praise, David Melech left out the nun. However, in the samach, there's a hint to it. Samech Hashem l'chol ha'neiflim. Meaning, even though there will be falling, but Hashem still supports them. The nun, the neiflim, Hashem will support them. Here, what's interesting is the Gemara and the Maamar explains that we see the anivus, the humbleness of Hashem, that he goes down and picks up those that fall. But what's interesting is to pay attention, there's a word neiflim and kefufim. So, somech Hashem l'chol ha'neiflim, v'zokev l'chol ha'kefufim. What's the difference? The Maamar explains that neiflim are those that that have fallen, that have bad mazel, that Hashem still supports them and helps them change their mazel. And then there's the kefufim, the people that they themselves, because of their humility, they bend over, they bow themselves down, they like knock themselves down, Hashem will go pick them up. Zayke kefufim. Those are the two things. He's saimech to the neiflim, the ones that are down or locked, he helps. And he's zayke, he helps pick up those that are bending themselves down because of their humility. Now it comes to ayin and pei. So einei kol edacha and pesecha sidacha. These also are like a chain. They're linked together. As the Maamar explains, einei kol edacha yisaberu, betano zein lamazachalam bitoi, which is, we are all looking up to Hashem for our sustenance, and Hashem gives us bread in its right time. As opposed to opening up your hands, pesecha sidacha maspia l'chol chayrison. He explains that sometimes Hashem will give you exactly what you need when you need it, but not more. So we're looking for sustenance. Hashem will give exactly, b'tzimtzum, exactly what we need at the time that you need it. As opposed to pay, which is more of a berachus, more of plenty, how Hashem will give us harbe, a lot. Not b'tzimtzum, not precise, but whatever we need and more, ve'etz ratzon. So that's kind of why we put a lot of kavanah into paseach. Einei is, he's helping us out. We're looking to him and he helps us, but exactly what we need. Paseach means with abundance. Comes to tzaddik. Tzaddik Hashem b'chol derachav, b'chassid b'chol ma'asa. Which is a reference to tzaddik v'ra lo rasha v'toyla. Even though Hashem sometimes does bad for tzaddikim, good for the rishayim, it's always b'tzedek. It's always righteousness. There's a reason why the rishayim have to get paid for this and tzaddikim have to get punished for that. And every derech of Hashem, everything Hashem does is always b'tzedek. It's also b'chesed, because the whole reason why Hashem is doing this is good for us. So it's a chesed. So it's righteous, and it's also an act of chesed. Now, kuf, resh, and shin also are somewhat linked together. Kar Hashem chol kara. We call out to Hashem, everyone calls out to Hashem. Chol Hashem yikru b'emes. Whoever calls out to him, b'emes. Hashem will become close to whoever calls out to him, b'emes. Which the Maamar explains is, based on your madrega, of the way you are, the way you're calling out to Hashem, will be how close you get and the hashkacha that you're going to be getting from Hashem. And there are two ways of calling out. There's from ahava and there's from yira. So kuf is setting up the stage, which is, you're going to call out to Hashem, you're going to get close to Hashem, Hashem's going to listen to everyone calls out to him be'emes. But it's going to be on a certain madrega, which is resh. Ritzon yirev yaseh v'shav v'sam v'shmav v'yishim. This is referring to the ones who call out because of yira, because of fear of Hashem. So here he says, you're going to call out shavasam. You're going to scream out. Hashem will save you. As opposed to chaf, which is shayim Hashem is called ayhava, a reference to the ones who call out Hashem because ahava. There it doesn't use another word of shavasam. Shavasam is like an extra added crying that's needed. If you're only reaching out to Hashem because of yira, you're going to need an extra level of crying, of calling out, of screaming. But the ayhavav doesn't need that, just a regular calling out. And then what happens? Kol Hashem yashmid, Hashem will destroy. As opposed to the resh, by the yira people, Hashem is yoshi'im, save. So the Maamar explains, what's the difference between saving and destroying the resh'im? Saving means I'm leaving the resh'im alone, I'm leaving your enemies alone. I will just extricate you, I'll pull you out. But I'm not going to completely destroy your enemies. Whereas by the Shema Hashem Kol Ayava, those who are calling out to Hashem because of love, there Hashem will destroy the Rishayim, destroy your enemies, a higher level. And that's what he puts together. Based on how you call out to Hashem, your relationship with Hashem will be your closeness and how Hashem will be dealing with you. Ending off, Tehillas Hashem, Yadav Rapi, Biverko, Hashem, Hashem, Lomed. So the tough, the last pasuk, there, the mom explains that we constantly call out to Hashem. We never want to stop. Yadav Rapi, we always want to call out forever. Calling out, again, a reference to shame, Katshai, because that's, we can't touch. There's no body. There's nothing that, what do we have in this world? We have the shame Hashem. So we're calling out, we're praising the name of Hashem. And through that, we will get our brachas. Now it ends off in davening with him, Anachnu Nevarach Hametzayim Olam Haleluya, which is actually not here. It's in Tehillim, in Kapitel Kuf Tezvav. It's the last pasuk in Kapitel Kuf Tezvav. Anachnu Nevarach Hametzayim Olam, which is, we are alive, we are here, we are alive, and the bracha comes with Shefa, with abundance to us, and it's only because we're alive, able to praise Hashem, and we will constantly praise Hashem, and that's how Ashrei ends. So as we see, from Aleph to Tav, with all these psukim, many different versions of our relationship with Hashem, but really it's different praises that we have, many different lashonos of praising with this Yagidu, Yisaperu, Asicha, a lot of different lashons of praising, and of how we're praising. And also what we're praising, the gedula, the gevura, the neflos, all different levels. And ending off with our closest Hashem will be determined by why we're reaching out to Hashem, from Ahava or from Yireh. Okay, that is the end of Ashrei, Kapitel Kuf Mem Hei.